Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, it's about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody's a comedian around here. Welcome back. Celebrating the 21st year and the about to be the 22nd year, the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Anna Redman. We've been going round and round about this, especially off the air, folks. Great conversation. Co-founder of Hippo Reads, HippoThinks.com is the website, right, Anna?
Right.
I need you to tell us what Hippo Reads does. Hippo Reads.
Sure. So we focus on helping businesses tell their stories, complex stories, in ways that really communicate with their core base. And we do that, you know, in a variety of ways. We help create essays. We help write reports. We help create blog posts. We do a lot of bylines.
Content curation. For online content curation.
Exactly.
Yeah. And folks, so ladies and gentlemen, when I have encouraged you to stay involved in social media, when I know, Anna, as you probably have discovered since you've been in business, most small business owners are still frustrated, still don't really get social media, especially the older, you know, if they're over 50, probably at least, running a business, they don't get it. What I've said is we need to find people like you, like your company, to help us with that. And you do that. You take over that role, don't you? You demystify things and fill in the gaps, right?
We do. And I will tell you a secret that most millennials probably don't want you to know. Not all millennials have social media either. It's not a deal. It's actually, to do it right, it's a lot of work and a lot of thoughtfulness needs to go into it.
Mm-hmm. It's not really free, is it? It takes a lot of time and effort.
No, it's not free.
So HippoThinks.com. The company is Hippo Reads, but the website is HippoThinks.com. So Anna, what else do we need to know about millennials? How do we do more business with them? How do we get them to come back? Because, you know, I love it when people do business with me, but I really love it when they come back.
Yeah, so I think it comes down to this element of getting in touch with a millennial's core ethos. And I threw out, you know, before the break, a bunch of examples. You know, I'll give you another one. Campbell's Soup, about a year ago, ran an ad with two same-sex parents. They got a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
And then this thing happened where a lot of millennials who probably were not consumers of Campbell's Soup don't particularly feel like it's a
good product. Millennials don't even eat soup or cereal, do you?
Right. Well,
I was a latchkey kid. I was made of soup.
we eat artisanal soup.
Of course. And this time of year, autumnal soup, I'm sure.
Exactly. But no, so millennials came to support the company in droves. A lot of people did, actually. And it's because it had tapped into this core value. And I'll give you another example. You know, Lyft has come out with all this advertising about driving people to the polls. That struck a chord. I think that particularly in today's tumultuous political environment, millennials appreciate courage and they appreciate leadership. And to our surprise, we've seen a lot of leadership coming out of businesses where companies that we've worked with for years who've been afraid of touching any sort of issue with a 10-foot pole have come out and said, you know what? This is what we believe.
But you got to do that. You got to do that without being manipulative. You got to be genuine about it, and it's got to be something you can absolutely defend all the way down. It's got to be something. If you drive a stake in the ground, it's got to be something that you think you can stand behind, win, lose, or draw. What do you think?
I agree. And I think that's where courage comes in. I think that did Campbell Soup lose clients? I'm sure they did. And the fact that they were willing to say, you know what, this is who we are. And if it costs us business, so be it.
See, that was, I think that was, unlike the Nike thing, I think that was a courage thing. Because they showed life as it is in America today. That was an example of a family example. I think that's honest. I think that was very honest. Hey, Anna, I got to go. Will you come back?
I would love to.
We'll get you back again. You got a lot more to teach us. Anna Redmond, ladies and gentlemen. HippoThinks.com is the website. We'll get her back again and talk some more. We need to learn more about millennials. I know I could use a couple of lessons. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.